All right, people, and welcome to the Psycho Jello Show. This week, bassists that change the face of music.
Thank you.
That's right. I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show. I'm the bass guitarist that changed the face of music. The show is sponsored by Music Go Round in Burnsville, 55337. And also sponsored by Raritan Guitars in St. Paul, Vig Guitars in St. Paul, and Capital Guitars in St. Paul, and Impact Picks in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. Opening our show from November of 1964, She's a Woman by the Beatles. They were formed in 1962 in Liverpool, England. Their bassist is Paul McCartney. He was born in 1942 in Liverpool, England. In his solo career, he has released some 37 albums. And you just heard the number 11 hit from December of 1966, I Feel Free by Cream. They were formed in London in 1966. Their bass player is Jack Bruce. He was born in May of 1943 in Lanarkshire, Scotland. He passed away in October of 2014. In his solo career, he has released some 23 albums and 7 singles. I saw Jack Bruce live in St. Paul in June of 2000. The Psycho Jello Show is recorded in Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios here in St. Paul, Minnesota, since 2018, just across the street from Prince Music Lessons on Lexington Avenue North. This next band was formed in 1966 in San Francisco, California. They released 6 albums and 21 singles. Their bass player is one Larry Graham Jr., born on the 14th of August in 1946 in Beaumont, Texas. I saw Larry Graham and 2 other members of the Family Stone in December of 1997 in Ames, Iowa. This is the number 1 hit from December of 1969. Thank you for letting me be myself again.
Thank you.
just heard from September of 1970, Darling Dear by the Jackson 5. They were from Gary, Indiana. However, the bass player on that track was one Jamie Jamerson, born James Lee Jamerson on the 29th of January in 1936. In Edisto Island, South Carolina, he passed away on the 2nd of August in 1983. Jamerson was brought to my attention by my one-time partner on this show, Wizard Terrence. If you'd like to hear the last 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. Be sure and check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History Show. And if you want to learn more about the artists we cover on our show, go to RosevillePatch.com under Mr. Zero's. Was from January of 1972, Long Distance Runaround by Yes. They were formed in 1968 in London. They have released 30 albums and some 37 singles. Their bass player is one Chris Squire, born in March of 1948 in London and passed away in June of 2015. And I have met Chris Squire. I got him to sign my Fish Out of Water LP. I saw Yes twice in Minneapolis in 2001 and again in 2002. The Psycho Jello Show is brought to you by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too since 2009, where nerd is the word. Right next to Music Go Round in Roseville. Up next, dedicated to my little man, Obleon. From January of 1973, Super Trooper by Deep Purple. They were formed in 1968 in Hertfordshire, England. They have released 30 LPs and 53 singles. Their bass player was Roger David Glover, born on the 30th of November in Brecon, Wales. I met Roger in July of 2005 in St. Paul. I have seen Deep Purple 4 times in Minnesota and in Iowa. So our time has come to an end, folks. This next band was formed in London in 1964. They have released 25 albums. This is The Who, and their bass player is one John Entwistle. He was born in October of 1944 and passed away in June of 2002. I saw John Entwistle live in Bloomington, Minnesota in July of 1995. This is the number 92 hit from October of 1973, The Real Me.
Doctor,
There you have it, the bass guitarist that changed the face of music. This was the Psycho Jello Show on the bass guitarist who changed the face of music. I am Mr. Zero, and my favorite color is purple.
Jello Show.